All right, rising time, since 6 o'clock, time to start our March meeting of the Cannon County Commission. Call a meeting to order. If you would stand, please. Commissioner Beard, if people would need to say a prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we're so grateful for your love and your kindness and your grace towards us. We lift up the ones that are sick in our community, Lord. We especially lift up Mr. Russell and his wife. Pray that you would be with them as they go through this illness that they're experiencing. We pray that you'd be with our county. Pray that you'd be with us as we make decisions affecting our county, Lord, that you would give us the wisdom that we need. Thank you so much for your love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Lane, if you would call the roll.
Nathan Lane. Nathan Sanders.
Here.
Karen Ashford.
Here.
Chris Singleton.
Here.
Curtis George.
Here.
Eddie Mears.
Here.
Brent Brandon.
Here.
Randy Gannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
And Tommy Burnett.
Here.
All right. Before we get started, I want everybody to know, and I got to give a shout out or two. We're live streaming tonight, our meeting. A lot of people involved in that. I want to thank the school system and their IT department for helping us get it put together. They've helped me a lot getting it up and going, and I'm just very thankful to them for that. I appreciate it so much, and it's been a long, it's been quite a while getting it ready, but finally, by the grace of God, I hope it works. I just wanted to thank all those involved. Judge Calvin, it's a joint venture between me and Judge Calvin. He was in on it too, so I want to thank him for taking part also. Next item on the agenda is number 5, approved change agenda. If it pleases the commission, I would like to add a CDBG resolution, 2023-8. We've got Amanda Maynard here with us tonight, and she'll be explaining that if y'all will allow it to be added to it. And also been asked by Commissioner Singleton to add Sarah Martin to the agenda also. She wants to talk about the ball fields, if it pleases the commission.
I make a motion to add both those to the agenda.
Got a motion to add those to the agenda. Would you move to number 8? Would the commission mind moving to 8B?
Let's get them on the agenda, then we'll place them.
Okay. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed?
Make a motion that both of these go under number 8 in old business.
Okay.
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Good. Have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion to approve. Have a second?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Move this to number 6, consent agenda. Approved meeting minutes February 2nd, 2023, and approved the notaries. The notaries being Christy Fisk and Aaron A. Toys.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Got a motion to approve. Commissioner Sanders, got a second?
Second.
By Commissioner Alexander. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Number 7, public comment period concerning agenda items, 15 minutes. Is anybody over here would like to talk? Yes, sir.
Good evening, members of the commission. William Freddie Curtis, director of Cannon County Schools. I'd like to speak on behalf of Mr. Wayne McMackins, who cannot be tonight, in regarding the wheel tax. situation. Mr. McMackin states, I quote, "Thank you for letting me address you tonight, even if not in person. I apologize for not being able to address you in person, and I would like to know that I am with my family tonight. I want to first tonight say that many of you have some connection to our school system here in Cannon County. Many of you have gone through our school system at some point. Some of you may have even worked for the school system here. Some of you have taken your time to serve on the Board of Education here in Cannon County. So having said that, I do not think anyone sitting here tonight has anything on their mind but what is best for the students of this county. I think we all should be in agreement on that this evening. What I would want to talk to you about tonight is our challenge to get our kids placed in a system that works best for them academically and financially. Last year, this body politic challenged us to work on our finances, which had been done by consolidating, restructuring our schools. We are only a few steps away to get into three schools, yet this body politic wants to take the only financial vehicle to provide the school board the means to pay for any capital projects going forward. We have no guarantees going forward of having the means of paying for those future needs and future projects if this tax does go away. I do not like any taxes, but of the two possible major revenue streams we have in this county, it looks to me to be the fairest of the two, property tax being the other. I keep hearing this body speak on the intent of the public on having the $40 wheel tax to begin with, and I'm sorry, of the intent still isn't clear from most opinions I've heard during your meetings. The intent of the Board of Education going forward will also use the wheel tax for capital projects only. We're stuck where we are right now, not being able to provide for our kids with middle school, site, or some other form, or some other, that being stuck in our grammar school, which is always considered a temporary assignment. The addition on Cannon County Elementary was to provide a building in which all K through 5 could fit, with the outcome being a middle school site serving us with three schools, and which would give us the most economical footprint we could have in our system. I hope each of you will search your hearts tonight, and let's all work together to do what is best for our kids going forward. Thank you for your time and consideration on this matter, Mr. Wade McMackin. Thank you, members of the commission.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? What about in the middle? Over here. Dave? All right. Well, then we'll close the public comment period and go to number 8, old business. And I guess we'll go to CDBG first, if we could. Amanda?
You. Thank you for adding that to the agenda. I really appreciate that. My fault. Sent it last week, but didn't realize the agenda had already went out. Of course, you know, it is that time of year that we apply for our CBG Community Development Block Grant. We are eligible for $420,000 in what used to be the Community Livability category. They've kind of broadened that category, so now this is the Health and Safety category, and that's where your fire equipment, such as the air packs, would fall in. Like I said, the maximum of grant is $420,000, and then our match for Cannon County is 18%, which if you break that down is $138,293. Of course, you know the deadline is April 14th, just about a month and a half away, which you think that's a long time, but it's really not when you start thinking about it.
Any questions?
This is going toward the air packs, right?
That is correct, yes. Of course, you know the air packs that you have are very much outdated, expired.
And everybody knows that we've been held up on CDBG grants because of the tower and water current stuff. We're getting
you wouldn't bring that up, Greg. Yes, that is correct. The state of Tennessee, the water tank is actually complete. So the state of Tennessee let us close that out for Canyon County so that we can reapply, so that we can have eligibility this year. Of course, the city of Woodbury, the town of Woodbury, our pumps for that tank is not complete. You know as well as I do the supply and demand right now. The parts we need to complete that pump station are not here, so we are not actually pumping water to the tank yet. That's the holdup with that. But we are eligible, so our project is closed out.
Yeah. Is this the same grant that Roy presented to us last month?
Well, he, is it Tim Bell?
I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, he mentioned that he had spoke to the commission, but...
Well, what he presented last time was that
$45,000. Yes. $45,000 from the fire marshal's office, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He mentioned that he had spoke about this grant. But, of course, you know, in order to apply for the CDBG, we have to pass a resolution to do that.
Any questions?
What was going to be our total match?
It is $138,293. And of course, I was making a joke with Diane and Neil. We might as well just round it up and make it even 140. But it's 138,293. Very odd number there.
And if we match this, where will the money come from?
We can use the ARP money. Or we'll be spending more money ourselves if we don't.
That is correct. Since this equipment is outdated, it's just... It is a needed item.
So we can use that?
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2023-8.
Second.
We've got a motion to accept and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, Blaine.
Nathan Sanders.
Aye.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mayer.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
9-4.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
For coming.
Thank you.
She's been all over the world today. Next, if it pleases the commission, we'll ask Sarah Martin if she would come. Yeah.
And thank you guys too as well for adding me to the agenda. I really appreciate it. I too tried to get added like the day after it went to print. So I really appreciate it, y'all, letting me come to you guys. So I know a lot of you, Nathan Sanders. I'm the president of the Canyon County Youth Baseball and Softball Association. We run the kids' baseball and softball recreational league here in Canyon County. It is a nonprofit organization. This year we had 300 children sign up, so we see a lot of, we contribute to a lot of families in this community. All of us are volunteers, of course. I'm also on the newly reconvened Parks and Rec Committee, and one of our first orders of business within the new Parks and Rec Committee was to assess the county parks and the immediate needs of the county parks. I'm sure a lot of you have had kids play ball here, and as you know, the baseball fields have been, for the most part, maintained by the league over the years. We have done most of the upkeep every year and paid for that with the leagues, with donations and what have you. So I'm here today to bring to you all the attention the condition of the fencing. It is in around two of the, there's three fields. And the fences around two of the fields are, and I have some pictures actually that I took if anybody wants to see them. They're in very, very unsafe condition really at this point. From what I've been told, they have been there for 30 plus years with no replacing them. I don't understand why they've been overlooked as much as they have been, considering how much you know, how many children are there and how much it is, contributes to the community having the baseball program, you know, as far as even revenue. I know I work at DJ's. I'm also the manager there, and I know that we have to increase our staff by double during ball season, as do most other businesses in this community when baseball season is going on, you know. So it is a lot of children, a lot goes on down there. The county recently did replace a small section of the fence, which we're very grateful for. However, and I guess they also replaced the fence along behind the back of the library. Again, I don't know why the ball field fences were overlooked as they were, but they do need, it's become a great need at this point. I did go ahead and obtain some quotes from three different fencing companies. I have those here too that I can give you guys, just to try to help out as a member of the Parks and Rec Committee and as the league president. You know, I went ahead and got those quotes so that we would have those. I feel that, you know, the property is owned by the county, so I wanted to bring this to you guys first as far as replacing those fences. So I don't know.
You have those quotes?
Yes. So Master Fence is the one that did the small section already. This quote, I did not have them come back out yet to do a quote on. The fields are numbered. So you have field 2 is at the front, 3 and 4 are the back 2 fields. The small section that they replaced already is on field 3. This quote is for the remainder of field 3. I am assuming it would be about the same for field 4 as well. The other two fencing companies did quote both fields. So I have those. I got Ace out of McMinnville and Coffee County Fencing out of Manchester were the other two that I brought in.
Is that just for the fencing around the outfield?
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with the backstops?
No.
Raising that up any higher?
No, we are not going to try to replace those at this time because it would be a lot more expense. And also, I would like to see about, in the future, replacing those with the one like they did at the high school.
The netting?
Yes, the straight up, you know. Because they're still functional, the backstops are. There's a couple of minor repairs that I want to have done. But the outfield fencing, I mean, like I said, I mean, you have to look at these if you want. There's places where, you have breaking. I mean, there is fencing that is literally like, it's in very, these are broken. Some of these posts are actually broken if kids were to like, you know, cut their leg wide open on that. I mean, I don't, at this point, I feel like it is a safety issue. I feel like it's been overlooked for a long time. And I don't know why. Like I said, I've only been president of the league for 3 years. And I know the previous one really didn't make a lot of attempts to involve the county, and I don't really know why in that aspect either, because it is the county's property, you know, it belongs to the county. And like I said, we do a lot of, every year we buy $1,500 worth of dirt that we put on the fields. I paid to have all the buildings down there repainted, the league did. You know, we do a lot, and we do not mind doing a lot down there to upkeep. That's completely okay with us, because we use the, you know, park, and we keep the fields played on and nice, though, you know. So at this point, as a nonprofit, the expense of replacing the fences is just, I don't feel the league's responsibility as much as the county's, because it's their property, you know. So.
Any questions?
Sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Gaines.
The fields were built through donations. I know, because one of them down there, I was a part of putting it up. Fencing and all was through, bought and purchased through donations. Yes, it is county property. But what happened was the county agreed to let these associations put a baseball field and stuff on it, but it was up to that association for the upkeep.
And it has been.
Yeah,
like I said,
yeah, it is county property, but it's up to whatever league, their responsibility for upkeep. How did these fences get in this shape?
I don't know. I know, that's what I wonder. I guess all very many years of use.
Now, this looks like, yeah, abuse, not use.
Right. Well, from what I was told as well, someone that looked at them said that they were not really properly put up in the first place, you know, and...
Looks like a lot of those have been hit with a lawnmower.
Lawnmower, yes, yeah. That's what the one guy said, too, those posts that are broken off at the bottom.
May I ask any questions? Yes, Commissioner.
Sarah, are you requesting that something be done for this upcoming spring season?
Ideally, I would love for it to be, yes. Just, you know, like I said, mainly for the safety, but our season starts April 1st. So that literally gives us the rest of March to get something done. I don't care at all. I got the estimates because I don't mind at all to help in whatever way I can assist, you know, and the league. I mean the league, you know. We do not mind at all in whatever way we can to, like you said, you know, possibly donations for, you know, a portion or whatever we can do, you know.
You mentioned you're a nonprofit, 501c3.
Yes.
Y'all have a fund balance?
What do you mean by that?
In the bank, money in the bank.
Yes, we
do. How much would that be?
Well, right now we just got all of our, So it's up right now because we just started our signups, right? So everyone's paid their registrations. We have sponsors for each team. They've all paid. I think it's about $28,000 right now. And of course, I have it right here. I'm about to spend $1,700 on a load of dirt, $1,200 on a contractor to spread the dirt. $3,900 for the season for infill dragging. So, and then about $10,000 for uniforms. So a lot of that, it fluctuates.
Yeah, I understand.
As far as our expenses down there, just to run the program, you know.
So $28,000, what you have?
Yes, about. Yeah.
Anyone else?
How much money do you pull in every year off your concession?
Concessions basically cover the cost of like umpires and. In itself.
About how much is it?
A year or a season? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to figure that out because, like I said, basically it pays for itself in umpires. So I would have to figure that out. We pay about $1,500 a week in umpire fees. It's really actually kind of expensive. It's kind of crazy.
You're close to what you make in concessions.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe a little bit more.
And then product, of course, is about, you know, $600 to $700 a week for the food. We do quite a bit of sales through there, but it literally pays for itself. And umpires, it helps with that, so.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Have you thought about having contributions in the form of raffle tickets? I know Coffee County's recently had one since their season, the same as yours, and they have done real well. I mean, real well.
Okay. As far as to raise money for the...
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you pay like $10 for each ticket on a chance to win whatever. I think in their case it was money.
Mm-hmm.
The players that sells the most tickets gets a little reward out of that. But I mean, they have done real well. I mean, real well.
Okay. And yes, like I said, the league absolutely does not mind at all doing whatever we can to contribute to and to raise money and to, you know, get donations for these fields, for the fences. I just felt like, I mean, and that's what we do for everything, you know, because that's how we have to run the league. I just wanted to at least attempt to bring it to the county, since it is county-owned property. It is a permanent improvement to the property. If the league were to dissolve in 2 years, we can't take our fences with us. You know, it's something that is a permanent improvement to the actual property, is kind of the way, you know.
You can't take your fences, but we don't charge you anything to use the field either.
Right. Yes, and that's why we don't mind putting money into it every year, for sure.
Do we have an agreement, any written resolutions or anything stating who's supposed to take care of the property? Or
not that I'm aware
of. It'll go back to the 70s.
Did we not, Greg, a few years ago, put new lights up down there?
Yeah.
We put some poles up.
Some poles?
Yeah.
On the recreation fields?
So this is new fences?
This has been before me.
Is this new fences?
It was.
Yes.
That you gave us, new fences?
Yes. They're beyond repair.
They are beyond repair?
They're beyond repair. There's some small, there are some parts, like he was asking about the backstops. There are some parts on the backstops that I have figured in on one of those quotes to be repaired. But the rest of it, I mean, they're literally, the poles are broken and the fencing is mangled. And the majority of, now, the one guy, I really liked the guy from the Coffee County fencing because he like walked with me around the perimeter and we discussed like maybe saving some poles and you know what could be salvaged that could be reused and he was definitely willing to do that, you know, use what he could to.
Anyone else?
How much was your low bid? 9,000 something?
And that was for one field, yes.
Is that just for one field?
That was just
so
for one.
So each one of those is a field. So what are you asking us for?
For the other two poles for both fields?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
So the
eights? They are a little different, and I didn't realize the guys were doing that until they sent them to me. Ace Fence Company is just to install new fencing. That is it for two fields.
For two fields.
Which is fine. I have a group of volunteers that are completely happy and willing to tear down the old fences. I already have, whatever way that we can save money. We don't need to pay somebody to take them down. We can do that ourselves, for sure. Coffee County Fencing, his quote includes demo and removal of the old fencing.
And that's for two fields?
Yes. This is Coffee County area.
How much money are you asking for?
Basically as much as the county is willing to invest. And then we will do what we can to raise the rest.
You totaling them up, Brent?
Huh?
Are you totaling them up?
No, I was just writing down each field.
So you're looking for a donation?
Yes.
Could we ask to put her on the budget committee?
Yeah.
For the next, I don't know if you, do you want Diane on the, well, what is on the agenda for?
Probably not March that well. I mean, we can, but we've got
probably to cover. I just don't think, I mean, even if we done something, I don't think we could ever get it done.
Before I start?
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I can
do
it.
Yeah.
Just a question, Ms. Hickman, is this typically handled with a budget amendment as to the charitable donations that are made as part of each year's budget?
I don't recall us doing anything like this.
There is a charitable donation aspect to each
but
budget.
But that's always during the budget process.
That's all done during the budget process. Mm-hmm. However, a budget amendment could amend that amount and amend the direction of that amount as well, correct?
What is the amount? Like
nobody else said it. Nope, no, it's two different ones. You got one that's $12,164 and one is $9,500.
And the $9,500 is for one field.
Yes. Yeah, the one guy, the $12,000 was actually for both fields. And like I said, that is just new fencing. That is not to. So there were quite a big difference in those two quotes. So I was a little.
But Ms. Hickman, as far as any amount that the commission wishes to contribute to this, could that be handled by a budget amendment specifically geared towards that charitable donation aspect of the budget?
I mean, yeah.
I'm not sure we would do it that way. We would probably contract it ourselves. It would be the other way. It's really our property, not their property. Be our contractor, their contractor relationship, potentially.
I believe that's correct. Since it's our property, we need to have the contract ourselves. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Anyone else? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
What do you want to do?
I say,
any action?
I mean, for me, I would like to see it go to the budget committee and hash it out and see what we can figure out. I mean, I don't want,
Something needs to be done over there. And with it being a county property, I feel like even though there was some agreement, you know, years and years ago, that's a reflection on us as a commission, as a county, with the amount of county residents and out-of-county residents that go to that ballpark. You know, that's a reflection on our county, how people are gonna see us and how we take care of, you know, things for the kids of the county and the rec league and everything about that park over there.
Would the commission be against sending it to the budget committee?
Move that this be sent to the budget committee.
Second. Got a motion for it to be sent to the budget committee. Got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you. Next, pool update. I have no updates. It's been bid out. The bids are not due yet. I think the bids come in when?
The pool bid is next, Thursday, March 9th.
Next Thursday, March 9th. Anybody got anything?
I do. I'd like to thank Mr. Singleton, because in this process, bringing up, rather than just having that thing set, if everything is filled in and stuff, just having it set as a parking lot, but bringing up about at least putting some playground equipment and stuff like that.
Yes.
There. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yes. I want to inform the commission also that Neil checked with our insurance company. I know there was some question about the equipment that the school board had allowed me to have, or was going to allow me to have, about it and insurance. The insurance said it was no problem. Is that right, Neil?
Correct. We need a motion for you to on a committee for the future of that process. Okay. Could we have a committee to oversee the future of that and ideas of what we can do with it?
On the pool.
Yes.
Can we do that whenever we get that bid, them bids, or you want to do it? We can do whatever you want. Y'all,
I think there's some energy about that right now. I know it is for me. I want to see that go back to the kids somehow. However, and I think you've already got stuff. I think it's good to start. But we need to. You know, there's a lot of energy there. I don't want that to pass on.
Would or could that not go under Parks and Recreation Committee? Would it or should it have a separate committee?
I'm sure it could.
You want separate?
It doesn't matter. Whatever the commission decides. I just want us to get on it. Chris had that wonderful idea. I'm like, Randy, it's a great idea, and I told him when he left it.
Parks and Recreation.
Why don't we put it under Parks and Rec, if that's okay with everybody? We'll put it under Parks and Rec. Matter of fact, Commissioner Gannon, tell me if I'm wrong, but we had a pool committee, but it's about gone, isn't it?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's dissolved. We were talking one night. I had Mr. Estel Parker come, and he got to kind of give in numbers, and they had presented numbers, and they pretty well match what you handed out or told us about and then handed out tonight as far as what it brings in, revenue from, 2004 to 2018?
Yes, sir.
Was $81,410. Expenditures on it were $628,033. Mm-hmm. So that's a difference of $546,623, a little over $500,000.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
From 2004 to 2018, that was lost.
Would this please the commission, Commissioner Burnett? Would it please the commission? I know that you want that, and to get the bids in and call a meeting of the Parks and Rec.
I find
together. Would that please the commission?
I'm good with it.
We'll do that. I'll take that down. All right, we'll move to 9. It's to amend the county zoning resolution, such amendment to repeal Article 12, flood hazard reduction in compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, and replace it with Article 12, flood hazard reduction in compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, which incorporates by reference all provisions and restrictions of the most recent Cannon County Flood Damage Prevention Resolution as enacted by the Cannon County Board of Commissioners. Now, does anybody got any questions about that? I'm sure you probably do.
With this, my understanding of this was the first Article 12 flood hazard reduction in compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program, that is the old, what we currently have. Federal government, my understanding, is came up with something new, which we do have to follow federal guidelines in order to keep our flood insurance, or so that people can write flood insurance through them. That is the second Article 12. We're just taking an old one and replacing it with a current updated one.
Yes, sir. With a standalone.
That right. It's right in that we're amending it to do that. The new regulation would be a standalone resolution that would be referred to by this amendment by reference.
It'll be referenced through our
The logic is you can change a resolution a lot easier than amend the zoning resolution.
Yes.
And so by making it a reference to the zoning resolution, it's more manageable.
All right. Anybody else? I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to repeal the current Article 12 flood hazard reduction and compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program, which is the NFIP, and replace it with the current or the new Article 12 flood hazard reduction and compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program.
Exactly. Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Again, got a second. Commissioner Brandon, by the way, this is sent up to us through the Planning Commission.
Yes,
so they recommend it to us. I tell you, let's call roll on that line, please.
Yeah, please.
Nathan Sanders. Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
9-4.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Brings us to number 10 is discussion approved resolution 2023-6 for ballot referendum amending wheel tax.
I have the floor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jonathan, on the original one here that was July the 17th of 99, in talking with a former commissioner, Mr. Corey Davenport, today, and kind of getting this, and I can't remember if this was ever discussed, but it was passed that day, July the 17th of 99, and then also another amended the same day that made a motion to, I think this is tack on Section 8, where it would expire in 25 years. So there was a limit put on this, but did that limit have to be sent in with that resolution? Because the limit, the 25 years.
When you say sent in, you mean sent in to the election commission?
Mm-hmm.
When you say sent in, you mean sent in to the election.
Yes.
Yes. That'd be sent to the election commission to appear on the ballot.
So it was supposed to be there also.
It did not appear.
Oh, no. But it is in the minutes and all where that they did put a 25-year limit on that.
I was not aware of that. I have not been given that limit.
I couldn't remember if it was.
We have not dismissed this. I see no minutes attached.
That was just the road to the vote.
This is just the vote, there's no minutes.
Well, that is the minutes back then. They didn't do, like a summary always, but that's all of it.
And there is no section eight attached?
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Section eight, I think we're referring to section eight.
Well, section eight. Is there an amended section eight, is my question? Because I could not find it.
Probably back then, they didn't do that, like it was amended.
Because what I based my analysis on was section eight, which is the only section eight that I've ever seen, which is any bond evidence or evidence of debt. And that's how.
But with that amendment to it, right after that motion, right after they passed it, they amended it.
It does appear that there was something voted on.
It does show 25-year.
And it certainly says, made a motion to take on section eight where it would expire in 25 years. But that was not included in section eight of what went to.
To them.
To the election commission.
The commission is that.
Because what the consent of the election commission was.
Is that.
Conditioned upon the, and this is what appeared on the ballot. Conditioned upon the approval by the voters of Cannon County, Tennessee, the Cannon County legislative body voted to place a $40 wheel tax on all motor vehicles owned by Cannon County residents, in addition to the existing $10 privilege tax on motor vehicles. This tax increase is temporary in duration and will expire upon the payment of all debts incurred by Cannon County to finance the building, renovation, or expansion of the Cannon County public schools. If passed by the voters, the wheel tax increase will take effect on January 1st, 2000. Shall the resolution, this is the question, shall the resolution adopting a temporary $40 annual wheel tax increase to finance public school improvements and be levied on motor vehicles owned by Cannon County residents become effective for or against? So I refer again what went on the ballot was in duration and will expire, it's temporary in duration and will expire upon payment of all debts incurred by Cannon County to finance the building, renovation, or expansion of the Cannon County public schools. Not in specific schools, not in specific projects, and all debt.
All debt. So really, that amendment is new.
Correct.
But it did show that the commission.
It shows an intent.
Yeah,
it seems to show an intent of a limit of 25 years.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, that's the first I've seen.
Yeah. Sorry, right. Well, that's the reason I brought it. I think that's the reason Mr. Devenport gave it. Because I couldn't remember that we had discussed this back with the prior commission. So really, we're still looking at having to do this.
You still have to amend. Or you still have to put it before the voters to change it, even though there was an intent.
Yeah, the intent really right now, years later, doesn't count. But that does show, for me, it shows proof that there was a 25-year limit put on this. Now, we could get it paid off quicker, fine. But, and I understand what Mr. Curtis, with the letter that he wrote or read from Mr. McMackin, but the schools, again, the schools went out, they lobbied for this resolution to levy this $40 tax so that they could build Woodbury Grammar School and build on to other schools. And that show in the 25 years tells me that, yeah, there was a limit. Maybe it didn't show up where it needed to at that time. But in order to, I'm thinking, but correct me if I'm speaking wrong, to correct that, this resolution
that Jonathan has that I've given y'all to ask to talk to your constituents and stuff. It would be now, therefore, be it resolved that the Cannon County Election Commission shall place upon the ballot the next scheduled election a referendum which offers a yes or no response to the following. Should the $40 privilege or wheel tax levy on each required vehicle in Cannon County cease to be collected upon payment in full of the debt incurred by only the original public school capital improvement sought to be funded by the 1999 County Commission by resolution on July 17, 1999, and subject ballot informative formally approved by the voters of Cannon County on September 19, 1999. The wording there, let's look at that. Do you feel in that a yes on this? A yes or no at the bottom? Yes, it would cease. No, it would continue. Do you see anything confusing in what I just read that possibly vote on tonight that would be confusing to everyone else in the county?
I'd like to speak to this if I could.
Yes, sir.
I'll refer the floor back to you.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Meeks?
Really and truly, we don't have to do anything. Because, I mean, it's until June of 2026. What I'd like to see is I'd like to see us just let the wheel tax sunset as it's supposed to do. In doing that, If we're approved to do that, then what I would like to do is this commission, as soon as that debt is paid off, that we start adopt a new wheel tax of $40, and that $40 wheel tax will be used to build a new jail. If we can legally do that, then when the debt is paid off for building the new criminal justice center, jail, or whatever, then that money from the wheel tax will have an independent line in the budget. And that money will go in that line, and future commissioners can use that money for whatever needs arise in the county.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Yes.
I have a couple of questions. If this was to pass and the voters were to vote against the wheel tax, and this is over $700,000 that would be taken away from the children?
No, ma'am, it's not taken away from the children. It's toward a debt. Everybody keeps thinking you're going to lose money. You're not. You're paying a debt with it.
Exactly. It doesn't go into their budget.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Okay. Well, however you want to base it on. On top of that, it's another issue that's coming into play, because now the state is saying that they are going to refuse federal funds from. And then that's more money that's going to be taken away. So where is funding going to come from if we're not going to help? Because it's always going to be debt, Randy. It's things that's going to have to be repaired. It's things that's going to be expanded, that's got to be expanded on. It's always going to be debt.
May I speak?
Yes, sir.
I'll speak to that. We have overfunded the school last year, what was it, 12 cents, which was around $480,000. They've been relieved not to have to pay back $250,000 each year toward this debt. They, and I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong on this, say if each penny is worth $27,000 and they bring in $20,100, they get that extra from the $27,100. You've closed down three schools. Not heard the first. I've asked, give me a total. How much you have saved? Well, we don't know. You shut them down and don't know how much money you're going to save. Yes, there will always be debt. It'll be debt to pay. That's part of life. But how you control or spend your money, I've not seen or been given numbers or told numbers toward that. But yeah, I agree with you. There will be debt. But we had a lady sit right there and just chew us out because we wasn't funding schools. We're funding schools over what we're supposed to.
Well, that just technically just started just a few years ago.
Four. So say you go four, that's $1 million right there.
I'd like to give the floor or recognize Commissioner Ashford.
I agree with what he said about let's don't do anything yet. We've got time. We don't have to do it right now or this election. I know we've talked about it. We're thinking about it. It's a hard decision. It's a hard decision. We have to educate our children. I don't know if we're overspending. I feel like we probably are at times and things maybe. I don't know what we've saved by closing three schools. I'd like to see those numbers if we've saved anything.
Yeah, we do.
I'd like to see those numbers.
Nobody's told me.
But we're looking at a jail. We're looking at building more schools. We are going to have debt that we're going to have to pay. We have to educate our children. And I'll die in this county wanting to educate my children and grandchildren. I mean, that's our lifeline. That's what's going to be left when we're gone.
They're going to be sitting right here.
Yes. So let's take time and think about this before we make a decision.
Thank you. Commissioner Singleton.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. At our last meeting, Mr. Gannon asked each of us to speak to our constituents, and this has been ongoing. I think maybe our first meeting of this new commission, this was on the agenda. But since last month, I have talked to citizens of the district. I've talked to board members that were on the school board at the time and some of the previous commissioners. And I feel like the issue that we're faced with right now is that we need to make sure that the will of the people when this was voted on is carried out. And I have heard pretty much unanimously that they voted for the $40. Let me back up. It was the intent of the director of schools and the school board that they only wanted it on there as long as this debt was there. They did not want it on there for anything else. And that's what they went out and asked the people to do, to vote for it so that Woodbury Grammar could be rebuilt and all the other schools could have the additions. So that was the intent of the administration at that time. The voters that I've spoken to in District 1, they voted for this because they understood it to be a tax levy for a certain amount of time, just like you take out a loan for a certain amount of time and that is paid off. As a follow-up to that conversation and being a voice for the people, I'm just going to relay what I have heard or been asked and told. If the schools want a new building or add on to a building, then they would need to take some of the same action that the previous administration did. It would have been nice to have seen a plan for a school to know that the $40 needed to continue. And the same question that I've been asking, the people have been asking, what was the savings? And there's no savings been shown. So, with that said, as I understand it, I think I think the people would feel better and keep their confidence in the government if we pass this resolution and get it on there. I don't know what the deadline is for election commission. There are a lot of things that we have to decide, but we don't want to rush the election commission or have a special election. So I think sooner than later, we should take action and get that done.
Commissioner Sanders.
This right here, I understand the debt. You know, I understand funding for the children, for the schools and everything. This isn't to fund anything other than that debt. So if we vote to have this on the election, we're not taking away any money from funding a school, from doing anything. This is to when the debt is paid, this goes away. If we don't do that, then we just keep giving the money. They can keep building, doing whatever they want. There's no end to it. And that's not what any of this says. This is to pay a debt. And when that debt is paid, then the next step needs to be taken then.
Anyone else? Commissioner.
I did a lot of thinking on this, just like all of y'all have. And what it's done to me has made me drive deeper into some things and, you know, higher tax dollars come in and where they come from, and I've come up with some numbers that I should have heard when we voted on this that I never did hear. And I don't know how many of y'all know it, but there was also a sales tax referendum at the time you voted on this $40 wheel tax. Is that correct?
We voted on a sales tax referendum more than once. Yeah. It's been voted down.
It's been about voted down. Times.
But never one time did I know that we're the second lowest sales tax in the state of Tennessee, second to Johnson City. And I don't know that, and that brings me to my next point, because I have talked to a lot of people, just like you have, I hope. People don't mind paying wheel tax, but for me, if the commission had an intent for that to come off, then to me, you got to keep your word to the people or you'll never get another one. So you got to keep your word. Here's the second part of that, and putting that on a referendum. If everybody votes no, here's what's going to be the result of that. The result of it is going to be what everybody don't want.
Yes.
And the thing that everybody says, we don't want property tax. I don't mind that. So here, that brings me to two things. One is I think we need to inform the public before anything is ever voted on. And I think that's our job. Not to just put something on a referendum, but to say, hey, because if that comes off and they vote no, you're not going to turn around and get it back. But if you're going to put it out there, you need to let them know at some point in time there's going to have to be money for schools, there's going to have to be money for a jail, and guess where it's going to go? It's going to go on your land tax. It's going to go on your property tax. So my next point is this. It amazes me that we don't have a workshop so we can sit around and talk about these options and things that we need to be thinking about and looking at digging deeper into our taxes, where they're coming from and where they're going. So I would like to see us, before this is voted on, have a workshop so that we can sit around and talk about these things. And, you know, because I'm having to learn things that's really amazing to me, you know. I don't know if it's my understanding, the school system gets about $100,000 a month from sales tax. Is that correct? Nobody. When I sit down and talk to people that vote in this county about some of this stuff, they're like, man, I'm glad you explained that because I didn't know it. But I think we can do a better job of informing people of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how it's going to affect them in the long run. We know it's inevitable, guys. We're going to live in jail. I don't want that to interrupt the school system. I don't want it to interrupt the education of our kids. So we don't need to wait and think about it in a meeting when we're going to have a discussion about what we're going to do. I like people to work in unity, and I think it'll look better, feel better, and we'll be more confident in our votes and have a lot less stress about our job whenever we sit down around the table and talk about it.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Do I have a motion?
Make a motion that we put resolution 2023-6 on the next voting cycle, which is what, 2024?
I got a motion, got a second.
Second.
Got a second by Commissioner Jones. Any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have directed the clerk to retrieve the original from the book downstairs of the amendment, which Mr. Gannon has presented this evening. Reason for that is I kind of want to be sure of what I commented about earlier, what my observations were earlier. The copy that was presented, I looked back at, and there's a portion up to the right that's kind of cut off, and there seems to be like a whited out portion that was filled in. So I think that was probably done by the clerk. I'm not expecting that. I just wanted to know exactly what the wording was, and I can't really read it. I can't tell whether it's that amendment is actually taking away a portion of Section 8 that originally made it expire in 25 years, or if it's adding language for it to expire in 25 years. Does that make sense, Mr. Gannon? So I've asked the clerk to retrieve the original from the minute book. I would also like to inform the commission that because we have no minutes from that time period, minutes were not kept at that time. I don't know what the timing of that motion was. I don't know what the timing procedurally of the amendment, whether the final resolution that was passed as amended by the amendment which Mr. Gannon brought forward this evening. I can't really comment on that. It could go both ways. So I don't have any direction as to procedurally how that final resolution came about. It could have been amended, and then the unamended was passed finally, or the amendment was indeed passed finally, and I don't know exactly what the wording of the amendment is because the copy that was given me is cut off a couple words.
Could we take a break for about 10 minutes?
We don't have a clerk with which to call the roll at this time.
Landon told me to take roll.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to inform the commission. But you can certainly have a vote if Lena has directed a backup clerk.
All right. Got a motion and second.
Take a vote. To take a break?
Said take a vote.
If he can fill in for Lena, let's take a vote.
Call roll, please.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
No, I would like for us to do a workshop first.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
No.
Frank Brandon.
I think we can do a workshop and we still have time to get this hashed out, so no.
Randy Gannon.
I agree with the workshop, but the workshop would be where we're going forward, if they were to pass or not, or if it were to pass. This is for something that wasn't done right 25 years ago. Yes.
Chris Alexander.
No.
Tony Burnett.
No.
Motion failed. 5-4.
All right.
I make a motion that we have a workshop, and maybe more than one, before we put this on the ballot.
Second.
He's no
good
with
that.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll take one from workshop.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
No question. What is the difference in this workshop we're going to do as opposed to what the budget committee does?
I think we're all going to educate ourselves on all the aspects of this before we vote or put it on the ballot.
I mean, either way,
we've got time.
So the agenda for that workshop will be the $40 wheel tax, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. No, because there's a lot of other things that feed into that.
Yeah,
I'm not. No, this is everything's going to get jumbled up if we don't just, if we do a workshop, I agree. But it needs to be for this $40 wheel tax. If everybody wants to understand it, get it out on the table, really, whatever, it needs to be, for me, it needs to be for this $40 wheel tax.
I know.
Because it was promised that it would come off, and I don't, it's proven. But, I mean, we can get it clear, that's fine.
Commissioner Burnett?
My goal is to inform the people of what they need to know about the current system and what can happen. And what, I mean, they need to understand the structure. They need to know a lot more than what they know before they go vote on anything. I'm not opposed to the resolution. I'm opposed to the timing of the resolution. I think the workshop's necessary. There's just so many things I've learned, and I wish I'd know before I ever voted. And I want that to be the same for the people in the 5th District and your district too.
Anybody else? Got a motion second for a workshop. Now, surely we don't have to have a structure in this workshop.
It has to be posted in the paper, and if I'm not mistaken, it does have to have an agenda.
It must be posted in the paper. It must
and
have
the agenda.
Parameters as to what's being yep. discussed, and no votes may be taken.
Yep.
That's right. Okay. We got a motion and a second. Call roll on that.
Nathan Sanders.
No.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Greg Brandon.
I think we still have plenty of time. Yeah, well, yes.
Workshop, Randy so. Gannon.
I agree with Tony. I'm willing to learn something. Yeah.
Chris Alexander.
Yes.
And Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passed 9-8.
Y'all make this together?
Yes, at a time. Everybody can be there.
Okay. I'll be in contact with you. We'll get one together.
Now, this will probably be the first workshop that commissioners have legally done.
Legally done?
Here we go. I would ask the commission, I'm going to ask you a favor, if you would, for just a moment. Lisa Luck is here, and she traveled good ways. To come be with us about the solid waste regional, 10-year regional plan. She's down on number 13, and I'm sure she's got a lot further drive than any of us. Would y'all mind?
Follow me.
Follow me? Come on. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you, Lisa, for being here, and thank you for your patience.
I'm Lisa Luck. I work for the Upper Cumberland Development District, and since 2015, I have been writing the annual progress report for Cannon County. This is a report that we submit every year to the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, and basically this report tells them what we're doing as far as solid waste in Cannon County. We tell them how much waste we generated, we tell them how much we recycled, we tell them how many employees work for the solid waste department. And so it is a bunch of facts that are all packed together and tells the story of solid waste for this particular year. And so I'm not gonna go through all those numbers with you. I email that to you, and if you have an interest in seeing what the county did with solid waste, it is all there. But I am here tonight because I wanna talk to you about your 10-year plan. The 10-year plan, it used to be that every 10 years, county solid waste committees would get together and they would talk about what are we going to do for the next 10 years to improve our solid waste system. They don't do that anymore. What they do is they update it every year. So when I started working in 2015, the main thing in our 10-year plan, or your 10-year plan, was that you had to fix that transfer station and convenience center because there was leachate running all out of the equipment. The equipment was aged, needed replacement. And so that was part of the 10-year plan. And over the years, you have improved that convenience center. And it is a really nice place to go, and you have contracted with a company to make sure that that always gets transported. Okay, so this year, what is going to go on the 10-year plan with your vote and your agreement is that we are going to improve the recycle that for residents in Cannon County. So what we want to do is behind the convenience center, want to, there's already the location, the recycling has been done there, but we would like to improve so that we can collect more recyclables and manage more recyclables. So basically what I need from you is I need agreement to that, that is okay to be on the 10-year plan, and we're going to have to start doing this every year to get your agreement. We haven't done it in the past, but that is a part of it now.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, any questions about the plan? Or
Lisa knows her stuff.
If it's garbage, I know
she knows garbage.
You going to need more equipment up there? Are you going to need more equipment?
I don't know necessarily if we are not. Already, we have some equipment coming, don't we, Lisa, for Udall.
Yes.
And we've already procured the stuff for it.
Okay.
All we got to do is implement it and get it in there, and we'll start taking Udall and stuff.
And whenever a grant comes up, like this, there hasn't been grants for 2 years. We haven't been able to apply for solid waste grants, but now they expect it to come up on a regular basis. And so with your permission, we'll continue applying for grants, and it's, what, a 20% match, so that is not much to put towards something for improvement.
If nobody's got any questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the solid waste regional plan.
Make a motion to approve.
Got a motion approved from Commissioner Burnett. Is that second? Anymore?
Second
by Commissioner Singleton. Tammy, if you would call the roll.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Chris Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passed 9-0.
Thank you so much. Lisa Luck has helped us so much. It's like cramming for a test sometimes, ain't it?
Yeah, but it's always fun.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate you coming and being and helping us out. Thank you. We'll go to number 11 is approved health department grant. Diane, you going to take the lead?
I'll take the lead.
Yeah.
I sent you all an email about that. Does anybody have any questions? I sent you the estimates that Michael Relling sent from the health department. $21,600, I think, that would be the county's 25%. And we can pay for that out of capital projects. So. This right here, did I send? Y'all have that, right?
Make a motion to approve the health department grant where the county contributes 25%. It's $21,605.50.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who was that? Richard Mears. Any discussion? Tim, are you still in?
I'm still here.
Thank you.
Nathan Sanders?
Yes.
Karen Ashford?
Yes.
Chris Singleton?
Yes.
Curtis George?
Yes.
Eddie Mears?
Yes.
Greg Brandon?
Yes.
Randy Gannon?
Yes.
Rick Alexander?
Yes.
Tony Burnett?
Yes.
Motion passed
9-0. Thank y'all. I'm going to leave it right with you. Go ahead.
Okay, so the next thing is the budget amendments. 13 and 14. Number 13 is the fire trucks that the fire department sold for $14,677, and they're just going to use that money to buy some equipment.
So this one we're supposed to give back to certain ones?
Yeah, so I think it was Westside sold a 1990 Spartan, Northtown sold a Freightliner, and Short Mountain sold a Ford.
Motion to approve resolution BA22/23-13.
Second.
Got a motion to approve BA22/23-13 and you to second it. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
And then number 14 is the grant that the Sheriff Department received as a COVID grant. And you all got the entire grant in an email, but first page is probably in the package. I know for one thing they're buying a body scanner, right? I'm not sure what else they're buying with it, but they've got $330 to spend it. So this is just putting it in the budget.
Motion to approve resolution BA22/23-14.
Second.
We have a motion to approve BA22/23-14. Do the second.
Which is a grant from the Sheriff's Department of $415,271.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Okay, and the last thing, I just want to let you know that this year's audit, we've had zero findings.
Yay.
So, really excited about that.
Mr. Chairman.
And so, I just want to give a shout out to the great people that work in our office, because without them, you know, we would have had zero findings. Last year, in fact, this year is the very first year that the county has not had findings. So, last year we had one, but it was because I forgot to send a document to the comptroller's office, so we didn't really have an error. But anyway, so yeah, I just want to let y'all
know. Thank you, Diane. I recognize Attorney Thagan.
Mr. Chairman, the clerk has returned with the original of the document which was presented to me this evening. That was presented, the right-hand portion of that document that was presented to me this evening was cut off. To where it looked like it said take on Section 8, where it would expire in 25 years. The original document says amended, made a motion to take out Section 8, where it would expire in 25 years. So the legislative intent of the commission on July 17, 1999, was to take out an expiration of 25 years and not have an expiration.
Not have one.
The copy that was presented to me this evening was cut off to where OUT looked like ON, mm-hmm. But it is actually to remove the section where it would expire in 25 years. I wanted to update the commission on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fagan. With no further business on the agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn. Got a second.
Second,
Commissioner George. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.